This is one of the most fascinating phenomena. It is infinity mirrors. Infinity mirrors happen when two mirrors are placed parallel to each other, and you see infinite mirrors through those. Now, how does that even happen, and why does it feel like it's breaking the laws of physics? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of mirrors and infinity mirrors and prove that really it's just amazing science. It's not breaking the laws of physics or entering a new dimension. It's just really, really fascinating and interesting science. Let's get right into it. Let's go. Alright, to first understand how infinity mirrors work, we still have to uncover how a regular mirror works. Well, a mirror is just a shiny surface that's either made of metals like aluminum or nickel and plated with glass, and it's very, very reflective. Reflective means light bounces off of it very, very quickly and very, very efficiently and in a uniform direction. And when light hits a mirror's surface, it just bounces back at the same angle. That's called the angle of reflection. And as this happens, what you're able to see in a mirror, when you look in the mirror, you see a picture of yourself. And that's because all of the light is getting reflected off of your face, going into the mirror and reflected back into your eyes. That's how you're able to see your own reflection in a mirror. And this similar thing occurs in things like ponds and lakes, and even just like looking at your reflection in still water, and you're able to see that. That's how that the entire law of reflection works. And if you take a mirror, for example, I have a mirror right here with me, and you can see yourself in it as I'm showing this to you. This is my camera. But this happens because the light goes into your eyes, or in this case, the camera, and that's how you're able to see yourself in a mirror, and you're able to see your reflection. Now, these infinity mirrors are very, very interesting because you put two mirrors that are parallel to each other, and they are basically reflecting into each other. And what you're able to see through an infinity mirror is just hundreds and maybe even thousands of your reflections. And it's called an infinity mirror because there are almost infinite mirrors that you can see through it. And it's really, really interesting. You have to try it out. You can just use any mirror that you have in your house. You can even use your smartphone. It even works on your smartphone because as this light is being reflected into the camera kind of acts as your eye. And if you use your smartphone and put it on selfie mode, and you can see that that infinity mirror is starting to form. Now, why does this happen? Well, it's all thanks to this reflection. As these mirrors are placed parallel to each other, that means that the light is reflecting off of one mirror, going into the other mirror, reflecting back off, going into another mirror, reflecting back off. It's just this back and forth zigzag pattern of this reflection. And that's what causes this infinity mirror to happen, because you're able to see a reflection inside of a reflection, inside a reflection, inside a reflection, and on to infinity. That is how this entire infinity mirror phenomenon works. And the cool thing is that you can try this at home as well, because it seems like it's breaking the laws of physics, but really, it's just really, really amazing science. And the science of reflection is what goes into this. And that's how you're able to see yourself in a mirror, and that's how this infinity mirror works. And mirrors are just so interesting, because they almost seem to open up another dimension. And they seem to be able to kind of play with space and time, but really it's just light that's bouncing off of a really, really shiny reflective surface. And the thing about mirrors is that their surface is very, very polished. That's why you're not able to see your own reflection in, say, a wooden table. You're only able to see it on a mirror because it's so shiny. It's able to reflect all of this light very, very uniformly and very, very cleanly. And that's how mirrors and this infinity mirror phenomenon works. I know the science is really, really cool, especially since you can try it at home. Now, let's get into what we learned in this episode, and let's review that. In this episode, we learned that mirrors are very, very shiny surfaces that are able to reflect the light uniformly. And when the light hits the surface, it bounces right back at the same angle, and that's called the angle of reflection. And as this happens, you can take two mirrors and make them parallel to each other, and that causes an infinity mirror to happen. And that's because this light is bouncing back and forth between these mirrors, and you're able to see that with your eyes. You can also try this at home using a mirror or even your smartphone, setting it to selfie mode and trying that. It is so amazing to see all this science, and it almost seems to defy the laws of physics and be open another dimension, but really, it's just really, really amazing science and fascinating phenomena that you're able to see right now in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Jayaraman, and our theme song, lyrics, and music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. Give a science question and enter our Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout out. Grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. You can also tag me at SpectacularSciPod. That's at Spectacular SCIPOD on Instagram and ask your questions there. Thank you so much. Also, hit that subscribe button and don't forget to share this podcast to your friends and family. Thank you so much. It really encourages me and it'll be updated on all the new episodes. Thanks for listening and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science. Oh, and also, the next episode is the 200th episode of Spectacular Science. I'm so excited, so go ahead and tune in for that. Alright, see you next week in our 200th episode special.